Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update with Callum McPherson. How are you doing today, Callum?
Very good, thank you, Toby. Are you?
Pretty good, thank you. Not too bad. So Brent has passed $65 per barrel last week, but is slightly lower this morning. First, it would be good to go through that. But let's start with Texas and disruptions at oil output. What's going on there?
Well, the weather is improving, and they're now focusing on the cleanup after the very cold period of weather. Oil production was at its worst. Reduced by as much as 4 million barrels per day. So, to put that in context, that's something like 5% of global output at the moment. But it was a relatively short-lived event. And there will have been a demand disruption impact as well. And refinery production may well have been impacted. So, that will reduce impact for crude, but also generate less refined products. So I think at the moment it's a little bit hard to say what the overall effect will be.
And when will we see the impact in US inventory numbers?
Well, there was a significant fall in the crude inventory figures reported last week, which showed a fall of 7 million barrels. But that covers the week ending the 12th of February, whereas the cold weather really made itself felt in the last week. And we will see those numbers in the figures that are published this Wednesday. So I think that's when we'll know clearly what exactly the impact of all this has been.
Sure, and OPEC are meeting again next week. What kind of view do you think they will come to?
Well, they're now going to be starting to think about what they do in April, but also beyond that in terms of restoring crude output, as they hope, oil demand starts to increase again as we go into the Northern Hemisphere summer, and lockdowns hopefully ease, vaccination programs continue, etc., etc. So there's going to be the usual argument between Saudi Arabia and Russia, I think, with the Saudis wanting to be cautious and the Russians, on the other hand, wanting to increase output more aggressively. I suspect the Saudis will say that the reason the market has been able to recover over the last month, particularly in price terms, has been because of the additional 1 million barrel per day cuts that they put through. And of course, they're not going to be prepared to continue with an additional voluntary cut of that magnitude if others are increasing their output. If on the other hand, the Saudis do increase their output by 1 million barrels per day and others also increase output, then that could knock confidence quite significantly at this stage, I think.
Sure, and Iran has reached a compromise with UN's weapon inspectors. Is this a positive sign in ultimately restoring Iranian output?
Well, it certainly avoids a negative sign. So Iran had been threatening to stop weapons inspections altogether, unless US sanctions are lifted, but has now decided to allow them to continue for at least 3 months. Now, as it happens, I think Iran have actually been complying with its side of the bargain and continued to do so after Trump pulled out of the deal unilaterally. But clearly, with the new administration in the US, Iran sees a possibility of negotiating with the US, and Biden's been very clear he's keen to do this. So I think perhaps that this recent event has been a little bit about proving a point and urging the US to hurry up and get around the negotiating table, because obviously they'll be keen to try and restore crude output if they can as soon as possible. But of course, that will be a big headache for OPEC, as it could add another 2 million barrels per day or something of that order to world markets. But I think in practice, it's going to take a long time for that to happen. So I don't think it's an immediate problem for OPEC yet. Although, interestingly, Iran is going to be attending the next OPEC Plus Joint Ministerial Monitoring Committee, which oversees the implementation of the agreed cuts, whereas of course Iran's not actually party to those at the moment because of the sanctions. So who knows what's going on there?
Lovely. Thanks for the update, Callum.
Thank you.